Okay, boys, so today's daf is daf ayin dalit. Somebody's thinking to themselves, ad the ad bechlal. And we're starting from the top line where the Gemara begins, Yosef Rav Yosef. Gemara tells us the following. We're going to talk about a little bit of the Eiver HaMeduldol that we spoke about yesterday in some detail. We're going to continue talking about that. What's Eiver HaMeduldol? Talking about a regular animal where one of its limbs, unfortunately, is hanging by a thread. A couple of sinews, a couple of tendons or membranes. But basically that Eiver, that limb, is eventually either going to fall off or decay, but it's still hanging there by the animal. The question is, what is its status? Now we're going to have a whole discussion. Yosef, Rav Yosef, Kami Rav Huna. Rav Yosef was sitting in front of Rav Huna, V'Yosef Ik'omar. And Rav Yosef said the following, in the name of Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, Acholi Lezeh Loike. If you eat this Abraham Adoldo, you get Malkus. We're going to talk.
Elon's here.
Elon, welcome. Great to see you.
Likewise, thank you.
Thank you for the beautiful laning this morning.
Oh, thank you, Scruff.
They're talking about it all the way here in the Catskills, up in the mountains. That's how beautiful it was. Anyway, Omer Yud Omer Rav, Achol is there with the top of Ayin Dalid Omer Aleph. We're on the third line. So what did Rav Yosef say? He said in the name of Yudah Marav, Achol Lezeh, like if you eat this Eiver HaMeduldol, you get Malkus. Omalehu Marabonan. So one of the Talmid Chacham that was there said, like to Tzisele, don't listen to him. Hachi Omer Yitzur Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Mishmei de Rav. Again, he's also quoting the name of Rav. Achol Lezeh, ain't a like it. If you eat this Eiver HaMeduldol, you do not get Malkus. So we have a machloikis as to what Rav said. Did Rav say, Achol Lezeh, like it? Or did he say, Achol Lezeh, ain't a like it? Omale Rav Huna was exasperated. Right? We started off, Rav Yosef said this, Kamid Rav Huna. Says Rav Huna, Anan Aman Nismoich. What are we going to do now? We have a machloikis as to what Rav held, Achol Lezeh, like it? Or Eina Leike, threw up his hands. What can he do? We're going to address that in a moment. Adrinner of Yosef the Ape. So Rav Yosef turned around and looked at him and said, Omalei, my kushya, I don't understand what's shver. What's difficult? We're talking about two different cases. Ki Amri Yano, when I said that Achol Lezeh Leike, you get Malkus, I was talking about the misa to oise nipple. Ki Omar Eel, when he said, Achol Lezeh ain't a loike, he's talking about beshchita di ain't a oise nipple. Now, what does that mean, misa oise nipple? What does that mean, shchita ain't a oise nipple? I assume all of you remember it vividly from yesterday's Gemara, but nevertheless, chazora is always a good thing. And what is the Gemara saying? Misa oise nipple. The word nipple means to fall off. And this is a borrowed term from a pasuk that the Gemara is going to quote in another three lines. You see it says, olav mehem. So because that pasuk uses the term yipoil, Chazal adapted it for our purposes here by the Abraham Meduldol. And of course the word nipol means to fall off. The Abraham Meduldol falls off. Now we're not talking about the Abraham Meduldol actually fell off. Because if it actually fell off, there's no question that that would be like Brother Shai said a moment ago, Eiver Min Hachai. What's the din of Eiver Min Hachai? Eiver Min Hachai is not only are we Jews prohibited from eating Eiver Min Hachai, but even the Gentiles are prohibited because it's one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noach. Okay, so now what happened? The Eiver Meduldol is still attached to the animal. And the animal dies. Misa, says Rav Yosef, Misa oisa nipple. Oisa nipple, Rashi said, means yesterday, that we deem it as if the Eiver fell off a minute prior to the actual Misa. It could be perhaps that the animal was getting more and more dead as time was going on. It was a gosei shchimra. It doesn't have to be. But the point is, already even before the animal actually expired, the Eiver HaMedulduld already expired. Not physically, but halachically. That being the case, that Eiver that fell off has the status now of an Eiver Min HaChai. You're asking, so what difference does Misa Oisa Nipple make? Because if I would not hold Misa Oisa Nipple, but I would say the Eiver HaMedulduld is still halachically attached to the animal when it died, then it would be a nevela. It wouldn't be an Eiver Min HaChai. And you say to yourself, what difference does it make? You eat it, you're Oiver and Isser. Either you're Oiver and Isser, Eiver Min HaChai. You're Oiver and Isser of Eiver Min HaMes, meaning a nevela. They both get Malkus. Says Rashi, no. There is a major difference between the two. And that is, what happens if two witnesses witness the fact that this person is eating this Eiver, and they give him Hasra, Rabid, don't eat from it. You're going to be Oiver and Isser in the Torah. You have to be more specific. Which Isser are you talking about? If the person is going to say you're going to be Oiver and Isser Nevela, then they will not get Malkus, according to Rav, because Rav holds Misa Oisa Nipple. The Isser is an Isser of Eiver Menachai, not an Isser of Nevela. So therefore they have to be Masra, they have to say an Asra, and say that this is Eiver Menachai and not Nevela. That's how Rashi learned. You see the fourth line of the Rashi. Ki Amri Ano, Rashi at the top, four lines. Ki Amri Ano, the loy kimishim Eiver Menachai, but Misa the Oisa Nipple, Vashmiach Rav, the loy mishim Nevela, Masri Nevela. Don't give Masra because of Nevela. El Mishim, Eiver Min HaChai. That's how Rashi learns. You'll notice there's an asterisk there from the Gilyan HaShas. Gilyan HaShas is Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Rabbi Kiva Eiger says, you can go and say two other Nafkiminis. Nafkimina number one is that if it's Eiver Min HaChai, you cannot even give it to Goyim to eat, because even Bnei Noyach are also to eat Eiver Min HaChai, but they're allowed to eat Nevela. So that would be another Nafkimina. Third Nafkimina says, Rabbi Kiva Eiger, we learned this already in the Gemara yesterday, the Eiver Min HaChai, you're only over if you eat an entire Eiver, meaning of Basar Gidim Va'atzamais. Masha Enkein, when you're talking about Nevela, you only have to eat Basar, no din of Gidim Va'atzamais. So it's another Nafkimina between the two. Anyway, that's why Rav Yosef started off and said, Achol Lezeh Loike, Eiver Min HaChai, like Brother Shai said. When that Hahu Me Rabbanon said in the name of Rav that Eina Loike, it's talking about B'Shchita, the Eina Oisa Nipple. What means Shchita Eina Oisa Nipple? When you go and shecht an animal that has an Eiver HaMedulduld. There's no question that you cannot go and eat from the Eiver. The question is, why can't you eat from the Eiver? So Gemara says, Ki Omer Iyu, when he says Eina Loike, what he's referring to is b'shchita, they shechted the animal that had this Eiver HaMedulduld. Eina Oisa Nipple, we don't say that as if the Eiver fell off. The Eiver is still attached to the animal. So therefore the shchita should be matir, this animal ba'achila. Zokt yetz Rav, hahu me rabbanan, in the name of Rav, achle zeh, if you ate it, eina loike, you don't get malkus. Eina loike, you don't get malkus, sounds like, but you're oiver and aveira. Why oiver and aveira? If you're telling me that shchita eina oisa nipple. Eina oisa nipple means we do not deem this aver as if it fell off. We deem it as if it's still attached. Not we deem it. It is still attached, even though it's only attached by a hair, by a thread, but it's attached. What's the din? That the shchita is matir, that aver. So what do you mean eina loike? You go and say, machabrucha, and it's a wonderful thing. What is the Eina Loike? So if you recall, at the very top of the Amid, we ended off yesterday's blot, Ein Behen El Mitzis Proish B'Lvod, even though Min HaTorah you're allowed to eat it, but Mid Rabbanon you're not allowed to eat it. See the top Rashi? Ein Behem Isalav Shel Eiver Min HaChai. If you're talking about Shechita, Ein Oisa Nipple, there's no Eiver Min HaChai Iser, but there's a Mitzis Proish B'Alma Mid Rabbanon. Ukras machta bi alma, the pasuk that we brought in the Amid Beis with only smachta. Alma ein shchita oisa nipple, and therefore min ha-toyri allowed to eat it by mid rabbonin, it's osir, but you don't get malkis, it's only drabbonin and not a deir. So what have we concluded from today's Gemara? that Misa is Oisinipul, Shchita Eina Oisinipul. And if you remember, if you go back to the Amid Beis of yesterday, about 10 lines from the top of the Amid, we had the same Halacham, Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Rav Yochanan, Hakol Moide, that Misa Oisinipul, Vein Shchita Oisinipul. So, it's a repeat of the conclusion of yesterday's Gemara on these two. Amar Rava, Mino Amil to the Amar Rabbanan. Give me a makar, give me a source. The Misa Oise Nippo Shchita Eina Oise Nippo. Remember, Misa Oise Nippo means that as a result of the Misa of the animal, we deem this Aver as if it was already Nafal, as if it already fell prior to the Misa. Therefore, it has the din of Aver Menachai. By Shchita, we say that the Shchita is fine, it works beautifully, and we deem this Aver Hamadullah to be an essential part of the animal. Just like any other part of the animal, you can eat as a result of the shechita. This too you can eat as a result of the shechita. However, that's menatoyim midrabanan, is a mitzvah's price, like we just said. Now, where do we take this from? That misa oisin nepo shechita, eino oisin nepo dechsif. It says by the shmoyne shirotzim, v'chol asher yipol ola mehem b'moisa miyitma. If any of these dead shirotzim, any one of the eight, falls on an individual, or you touch it, etc., you become tamei. And the Gemara is bothered by, what do I need the word b'moisam? Why wouldn't it just be sufficient for chol hashipol olav mehem? V'stavchum b'moisam, lamutei mai, what does it come to exclude? Ilei melamutei b'chayeyem, maybe you're telling me the reason why I need b'moisam is because I would think, what happens if you touch a live Sheret of the Shemoyne Shiratzim. I might think you become Tamei. No, no, no. I don't need B'moisim to negate that and say you only become Tamei if the Sheret died, expired. We know that Minevlasim Nafka. What says Minevlasim? If you have the Torah or HaSholem, Aleph was V'chol HaShipa Olam Mehem B'moisim. That's the pasuk that we quoted a moment ago. And now we have the new pasuk V'chipa Minevlasim. I'll call the Zerah Zeruah Shizra. This pasuk is five psukim in the Torah in Parsha Shmini after the prior pasuk, but they're all talking about the Shemoyne Shiratzim. So you see already from this pasuk, Chayibal Minevlasa. Minevlasa means obviously that it's dead, it's an avail. I'll call Zerah Zeruah Shizra Torah. So all of this is talking about a Sheretz, and we talk about Nevlasa. So why did the first pasuk have to say B'moisa? Avadas b'moisim. We're talking about the dead. You have lost enough. And the Shema, you know, the extra word moisim comes to tell you, misa oise nipple ven shchita oise nipple. That's the kavan of the pasuk. V'chol hashipol olav mehem b'moisim. When they die, when they expire. Oh, that comes to tell you the din of nipple v'chol hashipol b'moisim. Misa oise nipple ven shchita oise nipple. As we said a moment ago, this pasuk is talking about the Shemoyne Shiratzim. And if you want to differentiate between Misa and Shchita, that's wholly inappropriate when you're talking about Shiratzim. Because Shiratzim you don't shecht. And this pasuk is not talking about behemoth. So how can you go and tell me Misa, yes, ain't Shchita oise nipple? We're talking about Shiratzim. Amalei, so he answered him. A typical answer that you find throughout Shas many times. You're 100% right. The pasuk is talking about shiratzim. But since when it comes to shiratzim, I don't need a limud to limit it to the din of misa, as opposed to the din of shchita, because there is no shchita of shiratzim. That by behema you have that distinction between misa ois and nipple. The ain shchita oise nipple. Pray tomorrow vakati mi boyalei. Don't I still need it for another drasha? What's the other drasha? Ki en misa lachem mitamin yiveshin ain mitamin. What happens if you're walking down the street and you step on a live sheretz and it expires, it dies on the spot? You become tamei because you stepped and touched a dead sheretz. You caused the death, but lav dafka. What happens if you're walking down the street and you see a dead sheretz? A dead sheretz is one of the Shemoyne Shiratzim. We don't know the identity of all the Shemoyne Shiratzim. At least one or two of them, we think the Halto'ah is a lizard. Chomet, we assume, is a snail. and so on and so forth. Anyway, so if a person touches a dead lizard, dead snail, etc., he becomes tummy. What happens if you, when you're walking down the street, you see something that looks like a dead sheretz, but if you examine it more carefully, you see that this didn't just die an hour ago or a day ago, it must have been baking in the sun. I don't know what the story is, Reb Shlomo in Yerushalayim, but here in New York, it's quite warm. Expecting to go up tomorrow into the 90s, and on Rosh Chodesh, even 98. So if you leave a dead sheretz outside for 24 or 48 hours, it's going to dry up very, very quickly and not have any moisture whatsoever. Says our Gemara, if you touch such a dead sheretz, which is totally yavesh, it is not mitame. Where do you take that from? Where does it say in the Torah? Oh, because it says b'moisam. Lachem mitamen. B'moisam means when they're still freshly dead. So there's still some moisture. Yavesham, once they're totally dried out, ain't mitamen, they're not mitamen anymore. Also, I need the b'moisam to tell you that Russia. How do I use the b'moisam to tell you the din of Misa oisa nipple, vein shchita oisa nipple. Efti martre b'moisam, ksivit it two times in the Torah where it says, b'moisam. This pasuk that we just quoted, and then there's another pasuk as well, another few psukim later. So one comes to tell us the din of Misa oisa nipple, and the other pasuk comes to tell you the din of lachim and not yiveshim, omer of chizim. Rav Chizin now is no longer addressing the din of Avraham at Dildol, but we're going back to our original Mishnah on Daf Ayin Beis. What did it say in the Mishnah over there? There was a machloikis between Reb Meir and the Chachamim, legabi an aver of an uber which was sticking out. Meaning, you have a behema, it's pregnant. There's an uber inside. And the behema is makashalelid, which means the behema is on the brink of giving birth and it has terrible labor pains, birth pains. So one of the avarim of the uber reached out outside the rechem imoy, and you see that aver standing out, sticking out from the behem. What's the status of that aver? So no question about it that that aver cannot be eaten. We had a machloek at the beginning of the perek, what happens if the animal were to withdraw it, hechzira, to withdraw it back into the mommy's stomach. But that's not our case over here. We're talking about that the aver stayed outside. And then what happened? You eventually went and shechted the mommy with that aver still attached. Now, since that aver is an aver min ha-chai, it has a status like an aver min ha-nevela, so now it's mitamei, the remaining uber inside the me'ei ima. That's what Rameir says in our Mishnah. Mashenki and Rabbanan respectfully disagree and say, no, it's not mitamei the rest of the uber, it's only mitamei, it's not mitamei the rest of the uber. Why? Because since we had a shechita of the mami, it's like shechita by a treifa, that even though the shechita doesn't help to be able to eat from that aver menachai, from that limb, but at least it's metayer midei nevela. So it says now Rav Chizda that machloek is talking about aver the uber chai, that the uber inside is alive. It's just that aver which is osur to eat because of aver min ha-chai. Al be'aver the uber meis, if the uber inside is dead, then the aver outside, divri akol, shchita oisa nipple. Everybody would agree that the shchita makes nipple. What means makes nipple? It makes it as if the aver fell off, and it causes the remaining uber inside to become tamei. Why does Rav Chizda distinguish between the aver of the uber chai and the aver of the uber meis? Explains Rashi, because in the case of the aver the uber chai, yesh b'minoi shchita. Because after all, the uber inside the animal, normally if it was walking and going down the street, it would be shayich by it shchita. Not only that, but the mother is a good reason for kashrus, because we're talking about a ben pekua. Thank you, ben pekua. Okay, so says Rav Chizda, the machloket between Rameir and the Chacham is only when the eved the uber chai, because since the uber chai is shayich in the parsha of shchita, then the eved which is sticking out from the mami's stomach, from the rechem, Shechita is also shayich by it, according to the Rabbanan, to be matir midei nevela. So that's not metame. But if you're talking about even the uber meis, the uber meis is not shayich shechita. So therefore, we say that there's no kosher shechita over here. That's matir the eva which is sticking out from hilchois treifa, from hilchois tuma. Therefore, it's not mitair. Therefore, you call shechita ois a nipple as if it fell off, and the shechita doesn't help it at all. Therefore, it's
mitair. But the uber inside is we're saying that the uber inside is considered to be a treifa.
Are you talking about uber chai or uber meis? And the answer to both of them, we're going to
say.
Uber meis. Uber is meis. You would normally think, oi, this is dead meat. You're not allowed to eat from the dead meat.
Right.
However, we'll see in Mi'at Hashem on the bottom of the Omud, depending whether it's a Ben Shmoyna or Ben Tisha, you would be allowed to eat it after all, because
right.
It's a okay. Ben Pekor. Mi'at Hashem, we'll see this on the bottom of the Omud.
Okay,
so anyway, Zokti Gemara, so Rav Chiz is being mechalik between Uber Meis and Uber Chai. Legabe, the aver sticking out. We're not making a chilik in the uber itself, meaning the uber inside the rechem, fine. Talking about the aver outside, okay. Is that metame, yes or no? Says the Gemara, if the uber inside is chai, then there's a machlokes between our meir and the rabban. However, if the aver is sticking out from uber meis, even the chacham would agree that the outside aver is metame mishum aver menachai, the remaining uber inside the animal. But Rabbi says it makes a difference, machlek bezeh, kach machlek yus bezeh. We'll see Mitchem, the Mishnah down below shortly. Now back in Ayin Beis Amid Beis, the Mishnah had a lengthy discussion back and forth. What's the difference between treifa and between behemah tmeya? Behemah tmeya, as you know, means a non-kosher species of animal. What happens if you shecht a non-kosher species of animal? Nothing happens. It does not become mutter b'achila. So if you are shechting a horse, guess what? It's going to remain the same horse, osa b'achila. Well, maybe at least it's metayr midei nevela that there is no din of tuma. Guess what? The shechita does not work at all, neither to be matir b'achila, nor to be matir in terms of tuma v'tar. Says the Mishnah, but treif is different. If you go and shecht the treifa, even though you're not allowed to eat it, it's treif. But nevertheless, the shechita is mitayr midei nevela, and it's not mitame. And the Gemara had the Mishnah back on Ayin Beis Amid Beis had a whole shakla v'tariya masa umatan back and forth. What's the difference between behemah tmeya and between a treif? And the Mishnah concluded is a fundamental difference, and that is by behemah tmeya. It never had a shas ha-kosher. Shechita and behemah tmeya do not fit within the same sentence. There's no such thing as shechting a horse. Ridiculous. Gunished. Nothing. That's legabei a horse, because ain b'minoi, ain never had a shas ha-kosher, gunished. Mashenk in the treifa, even though the treifa itself happens to be treifa, unfortunately, and a sirch in the lungs, lemushel. But number one, it had a shasa kosher prior thereto. And even if you're going to tell me that the behemah was born with tarfus, makes no difference, because at least yesh b'mina, there is b'mina shchita. Although this particular cow, this particular lamb, unfortunately has a simen tarfus, such as a sirchan along, but all of its brothers and its cousins, the other cows and the other calves and the other lambs and the other goats, all have the parsha of shechita, so therefore yesh b'mino shechita, and that's why there's a difference between a treifa where the shechita helps to remove the tuma shabai, masha enkin lagabe behemah tmeya, that shechita doesn't help for any purpose. And then the Mishnah gave, but there's one exception to the rule. What's the exception to the rule? What happens if you have a calf, you have a young seh, etc., which was unfortunately born ben shmoina? I say unfortunately because in the times of Chazal, any animal, and lehavdil, even a human being, a baby that was born after 8 months of gestation by a behemoth, 8 months of pregnancy by a human being, lehavdil, That child could not live. Impossible. They did not have the modern medicine that we have today with incubators and all the other medications and medical procedures that have today. Those days, Ben Shemayna Chai was considered to be a nafel. It's dead on arrival. Even though it's eating, it's walking, it's going, Ben Shemayna Chai cannot live. Impossible. So what's the din? Says the Mishnah, Ein shechitas mitarasai. There the shechita will not be mitayer this nafel, this Ben Shemayna Chai. V'she'ein b'minoi shechita. There's no such thing as a chai of 8 months. By the way, when you say 8 months, we're talking about a behema gasa. Morim b'choydus and daf ches. Behema gasa has the same gestation period like human beings, 9 months. This is an 8 month. Mashen can talk about behema dakish lightning mura. 5 month gestation, 5 months pregnancy. So therefore, when you read in the Mishnah Shemoyna chai, but it's behema gasa, behema daka, you have to read in ben Shemoyna of Dalit, of 4 months, not Ben Shemoyna, a Ben Arba, that also, Ein Shechitas B'Terasai, the fish Ein B'Mina Shechita. Dosh Teit Mishnah. However, in the Braisa, the Braisa takes this one step further. V'Otanya, Shtein Braisa Azoi, Ben Shemoyna Chai Yechiach, She'av B'Shiyesh B'Mina Shechita, Ein Shechitas B'Terasai. There's a fundamental difference between a Ben Shemoyna Chai and between a Treifa. And what is that? Ben Shemoyna Chai Yechiyach, Avo Pishyesh, B'minoi Shechita, even though there is B'minoi Shechita. Now, what means Yesh B'minoi Shechita? This is talking about Agav Imoi, that if you went and shechted the mother of this Ben Shemoyna Chai, when the Ben Shemoyna Chai was still in utero, it was still a Vlad inside the animal, this would be a Ben Pekuah, and the Shechita would help. So Avo Pishyesh B'minoi Shechita, there's a Shechita Agav Imoi, the shechita is not mitayer. And so therefore, says the Gemara, says the Braisa, the same thing should apply to the treifa. That even though the treifa yesh b'minoi shechita, the brother of this animal that you found a simen tarfis, of the mushel, a sikh in the lungs, but its twin, its cousin, its uncle, its aunt, all the same min of calves and cows, even though they yesh shechita, and the shechita will be metired. So therefore, says the Gemara, even though this particular animal has a simen tarfis, since yesh b'minoi shechita, therefore the shechita will be metired. The Braisa says, no. Just because yesh b'minoi shechita doesn't mean the shechita is metired. Because I find the case of the Ben Shemoyna Chai, where the shechita so'aim is machshirit, to be able to go and eat it, and nevertheless, they still say that it is tamei on arrival, because as it's in just like a nafel. So I have a steer between our Mishnah and the Braisa. Our Mishnah said that Ben Shemoyna Chai ein b'minoi shechita, right? Look at the last few words, ayin beis, omet beis, in the Mishnah, Ben Shemoyna Chai ein shechitase mitarase lefisha ein b'minoi shechita. And here in the Braisa said, punk faket. Ben Shemoyna Chai Yechiyah Sh'av B'Sheyesh B'Minoi Shechita. Is the Chasira, make up your mind. What's the din of Ben Shemoyna Chai? Yesh B'Minoi Shechita. Ein B'Minoi Shechita. We have a Stira, Mishnah, and Braisa. Omer of Kahana, Nishgeferlich. It's not a Stira. Yesh B'Minoi Shechita. Agav Imoi. The actual Ben Shemoyna Chai itself is a Nefel. Nefel is as a Vitoit. It's dead meat. You can shecht it 100 times, so the gunish helfen. It's not going to help you. That's the din legabe, the nafel itself. But if the nafel itself is still within the mother's rechem, inside the mother's stomach, the mother's shechita is going to help for the nafel inside. So therefore, in our mishnah, when said ein b'mino, we're talking about the behema, the nafel itself. When the Braisa said yesh b'mino shechita means agav ima. The Tana Didon, Mina the Ime Loi Baruch. He holds the fact that it's Yesh Shechita Agav Imoi. That's not a pircha on the discussion the Gabi of the Hematrei. Well, Hai Tana the Baruch. That Tana of the Braisa that feels that this is a good pircha. The Ben Shemoyna Chai Yechiyah Shabbat B'Sheish Mina Shechita Ein Shechitasim Mitarasai Treifa the Shechitasim Mitarasim Inolei. How does he know that when you take a trefa? Remember, what does it mean? In the beginning of Elu trefa, beginning of the parak, if you go and shecht an animal and you find one out of 18 possible tarfis, a sirch in the lung, a hole in the moyach, a hole in the dakin, you have a hole in the veshit, you have nifzika hagargeris, hakona. In all of these cases, the behemoth is treif, metunish asin. However, if you shechted it properly, it does not have a din of nevela. Where it's metame, it's metarosa bidei nevela. Frey Gemara, where do you take this from? We know that. What's the lashon of chiyomis min habehema? It could say in the pasuk chiyomis behema asher hilachem liachla. Darshu the gemara mixes behema matama mixes. Sorry. Somebody's talking in the background. Please put yourselves on mute. Anyway, chiyomis ben behema mixes behema matama mixes behema ena matama. Some behemas are metame, meaning those behemas that did not have shechita. Mixed behemah ain't metame, those behemas that did have shechita, even though you cannot eat it because it's an avela, it's a trefa, but it's not metame. Mezuzutu trefa sheshachta. So that's the makar, that a trefa sheshachta, even though you're not allowed to eat it, it's not metame. Question or a point? Is Shelley on? Somebody wants to say something. Okay, I'm again by here. Boy Raboshi. Hoyshin is Yadlam A Behema. The Shachad Ben Tef Chai Mao. The Chori, this boy Raboshi should really come after the next Mishnah. But let's explain the next Mishnah here on the bottom of the Yomid. We always talk about a Ben Pekua. Ben Pekua is Nitter Al Yedei Imay. But we'll see that's a Machlaikis. Rav Meir respectfully disagrees and he's. Shelly, is that you speaking? Somebody speaking in the background. Please put yourselves on mute. Thank you. Anyway, getting back to the Gemara. The Mishnah is going to say in the bottom of the Yomim that if you have a Ben Pekua, what means a Ben Pekua? You open up, start again. You have a pregnant behemah. You shech the behemah. And now you open up the inside. You see that there's a Vlad which is alive and kicking, and the Vlad stands up and starts walking around. Say the Chachamim, okay, mazel tov. It requires, no, forget. Says Rav Meir, Baruch Hashem, I have a new Vlad, I'm very happy about that. But if and when I decide I want to go and shecht that Vlad to eat it, you're going to have to shecht it. Whether it's going to be that day, whether it's going to be a year later, 5 years later, you got to shecht it. Say the Chachamim, no, this is a special din of Ben Tekua, that the Shechita Sa'ein Mati Rosoi, and even 5 years later, you don't have to do a shechita on this Ben Pekua min ha-toyt. The Drabbanan, you do have to do a shechita because of Gzeira Marasai. But min ha-toyt doesn't require any shechita. That's what's called a Ben Pekua. Oh, so we have a machlokes. What happens now? Boy Raboshia. Hoishin is Yadam a behemah. A person saw that the behemah is pregnant and wants to eat the vlad. So he sticks his hand in with a chalif, with a knife, and he shechs the vlad inside the me'ei behemah. Now he must be very, very skillful, because this is not something that is so easy to do, to go and stick your hand in with a knife and shech the vlad inside without causing other damage to the animal or to the vlad. But I don't know if this ever happened, but at least on a theoretical basis, were you to go and insert your hand and you shech the vlad inside. B'shachad ben teschai. Now, what's the din? Tiboy the Ramei and Tiboy the Rabban. The same shayla can be asked both of the Ramei and the Rabban. Tiboy the Ramei. Now, what did Ramei say back in the Mishnah on the bottom? That there is no special exception to the rule of a Ben Pekua. A Ben Pekua needs shechita just like any other animal. Okay, so I shechted it. So everything is fine. What's the shayla? Says he won't add, can the come Ramei or Ben Pekua, Toin Shechita, and maybe Hechel Yatza Aver Oila. Maybe that's only after it's born. It came out from the rechem or ein. Now it requires shechita. But inside the ein, the parsha of shechita doesn't even apply. It's almost like a baby boy that's born. As you know, you have to perform the bris on the eighth day, assuming everything is fine and dandy. Perform the bris on the eighth day. What happens if a person says, Reason Makdim, I want to perform the bris on day number two, day number three? You're not yoitza. Why are you not yoitza? Because Leisharia Le Mila. Mila doesn't apply prior to Tzakam Chus's man. So here too, this behemoth that's inside, yes, according to Ramey, when it will be born, it requires shechita. But now inside the mami, it doesn't require shechita, and the shechita doesn't work. Just like a preemptive mila doesn't work by a baby, a preemptive shechita doesn't work. So maybe that's what Ramey would hope. Or forget, even Rabbanan that say you don't even need a shechita on the ben pekua, you need a shechita on the mami, it doesn't mean that the vlad is not in the parish of shechita. The vlad is in the parish of. And Dalit Simon and Ashabir Rahmana. The Torah tells you you have two options if you want to eat this Ben Pekur. You can rely on the Mami, and you can go and check without relying on the Mami. Just check the Ben Pekur itself. Oh, so then it's kosher. What's that look? Amr of Chanani, Toshima, let's try to bring it right. It says in the Mishnah, Harishanol de Trefa Minabat, and what happened if the Trefa came out? Not that the treifus happened later on. Most tarfus is you have a calf which is born, and then a year or two or 3 years later, they develop for some reason a hole in the lungs, and then there's a sircha that grows out of that hole in the lungs. However, here we're talking about no the treifus. The baby was born a treifus. What's the din treifus min abat? And so the Mishnah said, then it never had a shasa koish. Freitimor, why is that? The Isa, if you're telling me that you can go and shecht in utero, even before the animal is born with that tarfis, Mishkach Zodoisla Shasa Koisha. Diboy Ayyad Vishachta, theoretically it had a Shasa Koisha because you could have theoretically put your hand in and shechted it before it was born, before it got the simen treifis. Amalei Rava, today don't learn the Mishnah Harishanol the Treifa, Harishanotzra Treifa, not a Treifa min Abeta, that already in its inception, not at the end of 5 months or 9 months, already the first minute as it was conceived inside the mami's stomach, it was already a Treifa at that time. What type of tarfis grow already at that time? Mishkachas al-Babala say Raglayim. In case you have an animal that has 5 feet, you remember the Gemara said back in Daf Nun Chesam at base, that animal is also considered to be a treifa, depending on whether it was the front legs or the back legs. We had a Gemara about this back on Daf Nun Ches, Tanan Hossam, Behem of Balas Heira Glayim, Hoysha'imla Elisholish, Arizamum, etc. Anyway, Ayin Shom, the Gemara discussed. Exactly, Koyasa Kinotel Dom. Exactly right. Anyway, so bottom line is, if you're telling me Noitzra from its inception was already a treifa, so then it's very good. It never had a shasa koisher, because from the first moment that the male zera met and mated with the eggs of the female, it already, at that moment, already had a simen tarfus in it, meaning that it was destined to have 5 raglayim, so it never had a shasa. So, bottom line is, we left off with our Shaila and Iboya Delay Ifshita. Now, on to the Mishnah. We've already discussed this Mishnah in some detail. We start off with the Sheikhless of Haima. You shechted the animal, a mami animal, a female. Umatzabon, you find in it Ben Shmoina Chai, Oy Meis. Ben Shmoina, we already explained before, has the status of a Nafel. A Nafel, a miscarriage. It's only Ben Shmoina. Normally I would say, chulili, you're not allowed to eat from that, because it's an eifel. Even if you shechted it, it doesn't help. Says our Mishnah, if you didn't shecht it, but you shechted the mami, you're allowed to eat not only from the mami, but even from this ben shmoina chai oy meis, or even ben tisha meis. You opened up, after you shechted the mami, you opened up the rechem, and you find that it is a vlad, and you're willing to go and say, oy, Baruch Hashem. And then a moment later you see, ay, 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 the vlad is mace. And you still say Baruch Hashem, because Baruch Taina Emes, Kishem Shem, Baruch Ala Toiv, Baruch Ala Ruh. But the Maisa, it's Toiv. And now the question is, does the Shechita help? Even Reb Meir holds that the Shechita will help. Koiroi, go and Tzerasit, Umoitzi is Domai. What does that mean? You have to be Moitzi the Dam, because even though you're allowed to go and eat the Ben Pekua, this Nefel, but there's Dam in it. Therefore, you have to go and salt it like any normal regular meat that you have to go and salt. You're thinking to yourself, what's the Chiddush? We'll see momentarily, both in the Mishnah and in the Gemara, there'll be a lengthy discussion whether, according to a mayor, because this is a, or even according to the Chum, that this is a Ben Pekua that does not require separate Shechita, maybe it's not deemed to be a Behema B'chlal. Because what's the Heter Ben Pekua? Where does it say in the Torah Ben Pekua is Mutter? Because it says in the Pasuk, Kol Behema, actually it says, Kol Behema Mafreses Parasa Shisa Shesa Prasa Behema, Ba Behema Oysa Techel. And the more Dajans, Kol Ba Behema Techel. Anything that you find inside the animal you can eat. So even though I found a dead Vlad, Nebuch, it's a dead Vlad, you're allowed to go and eat from it. So if anybody asks you a trivia question, where do you ever find that you can go and eat dead meat from an animal that was never gishochten, who was dead? You're allowed to eat from the Vlad Ben Tes mace inside the animal. But you have to go and take out the dam, you have to go and salt it like any regular meat. But that's all.
You have to shecht it?
It's dead. You can go and shecht dead meat 100 times, it's not going to help.
Right.
But now continue the Mishnah. Mat ben tishachai. If it was Labedik, oh, then it's considered to be a separate behema bifnei atzma. Toin shchita, says Remeir. Remeir does not hold the din of Ben Pekur, Rabbi Yisai. And therefore, if you find a Ben Tishachai, you have to go and shecht it, like any other behema. Moreover, if and when you shecht it on the same day together with the mami, you'll be chayiv over on the din of Oysi v'Espenoi, Divremei. But Chacham say, no, there's a famous din of Ben Pekua, Shechitas Imoy Mitarosai. The Shechita of the Mami is Mitarit. Mitarit here doesn't just mean Mitarit B'dein Avela, but it's Machshir to go and eat. You do not need to go and shecht this baby animal. Why? Because Kol Ba Behema Tuichel. Anything you find inside the Behema, you're allowed to go and eat. Now, we have Reb Shimon Shizuri Aymer. Even if you waited, you didn't go and eat the Vlad the same day or a week later. You waited 5 years. And this Ben Pekur is now Chodesh Basadeh. It's now grown old. It's no longer that little baby calf. Now it's a cow. Holy cow! And this cow is Chodesh Basadeh. It akers. Aker means it's plowing in the field. Shechitas im matarasa, you do not have to give it a shechita. L'choy Reb Shimon Shizuri is just repeating what the Chacham said on the Omer Aleph. So the Rashi already points out, the Gemara is going to ask, Haini Tanakama. The Tanakama holds that Ben Pekua doesn't require Shechita. So it doesn't require Shechita not after a day, not after a week, not after a year. Even after 5 years, it doesn't require Shechita. What's the Chiddush of Reb Shimon Shizuri? As you know, the Gemara is eventually going to tell us that even Min HaToira, Ben Pekua is Mutter. However, if you leave it 5 years, it's awesome midrabanan mishum maris ay, because people say, look, Yankel Weiss, the groyse erlechiy, the satmar chusid, the tzaddik, the kudish, and he's eating this behema without shechita. But they don't realize it's a ben pekua that doesn't require shechita. So al tzegzeh maris ay, and we say no. We'll get to that in the Gemara, mention tomorrow or the day after. Finally, zukti Gemara says the Mishnah, instead of shechita kara, you took an animal, and you kill the animal, and then Korah, and you opened up the animal, and you find inside of it a matzah, bar, ben, tishah, right? Then everybody agrees to on shechita, lefish lay nishcha te'imai. The whole Ben Pekur heter is only based on the shechita of the mami. If you didn't shech the mami, then the Ben Pekur needs shechita like any other animal. Now, from here to the bottom of the umid, the Gemara is going to stress numerous times that although legabi hilchi shechita, this behema does not have a status of a behema. It's kol ba behema teichelu. Anything inside the behema you can go and eat. So you can eat the ben pekor even without shechita. That's only the gabi hilchus shechita. What about hilchus chaylev? What about hilchus gid hanosha? What about hilchus dam? What happens? What's the din of the gabi kilayim? Is this a behemah for other purposes, yes or no? And you'll see the Gemara is going to develop this in many different fact patterns from here to the bottom of the up. So talking about Amr Blu Zamra Baisha. This machlokes that we had in the Mishnah between Rav Meir and the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan hold that Bekur doesn't require Shechita. This whole machlokes only got to be Shechita Bavad. But got to be all other halachos, according to the Rabbanan, this behemah is a regular behemah. What are you telling me? Lamute chelva v'gidai. It's going to exclude the din of chelev and gid hanasha. The Zokti Mar, chelva d'man. What do you mean chelev and gid hanasha? Of what? Ilem chelva d'shlil. Shlil means this vlad that we took out, extricated from the e'imai, that there's a din of chelev. And you're saying, the whole machloik is the Mishnah, all the Gabi Shechita, all the Gabi Chayla, Gabi Kirinosha. Then Avad, everybody agrees, it has the status of a regular animal. Frey Timura, no, Mifuk Ligi, in fact, it's a machloik. Tisani, Kirinosha, Noyig, Bishlil, Bechalbi, Osir, Dibri, Rameir. Rameir, remember, says in the Mishnah, Ben Pekua is no different than any other animal. It requires Shechita. So if it requires Shechita, it has a din of giran nosha. You have to remove that giran nosha, and you have to remove all the chaylev. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, giran nosha ain't a noig bishlil. The chel by mutter. This is not considered to be a behemah rabbi. This is considered to be an additional aver, an additional whatever you want to call it. You opened up in the animal's halal, the cavity of the animal, and you found in it all different types of things. All of those things are kushir v'yushir because the mami's shechita was machsherit b'shechita, shechita se'em. And not only that, it doesn't have a status of behema. It's called by behema techel, anything inside the behema. So therefore, it's not a status of behema itself. The mami is a behema, but not the called by behema. There's no din of giranosha, no din of chet. But didn't Lozer and Baboishi say a moment ago, only by iske shechita is a machloikis, but everything else, everybody agrees. I see there's a machloikis. Zok dinimor, vi omer abluz omer boishia, machloikis is a ben tes chai, v'holach ramei li shitosei, v'yudu li shitosei, like we just explained. Ramei that says that it's a regular ben pekua, is a din of a regular behemoth, that has a din of gid anosh and a din of chelet. V'yudu li shitosei, v'yudu meaning, like the chachamim of our Mishnah, that it's a ben pekua, no din of Shechita, no din of chelev, no din of gid anosh. So says Gemara, ela chelbei de gid mifle kligi. It's not, remember the Gemara said, lamute mai lamute chelbei de gidai. Says Gemara, no, chelbei de gidai, or chelev de gidai mifle kligi. What does that mean? So this is already unrelated to the din of a ben pekur. It's talking in general. What happens when you shecht a regular animal and you find the gid anosh? Clearly, you have to remove the gidan osha. Al kein lo yoichu b'nei Yisrael this gidan osha ad ayoyim hazeh, right from the because of the Yaakov Avinu and the Sodah Shaleisa. You're not going to eat the gidan osha. Question is, if the gidan osha is embedded in chelev, kosher chelev, do you have to go and remove that kosher chelev, that kosher shuman as well, or can you eat that? And that's a machloikis. The sign, you get a nosh, mechatzad achron b'chol makim shehu, v'choytech shamlem e'ikarei divrameh. Rameh says that this get a nosh uviyar tohoram mikirbecha. Not only the get a nosh, but anything around it. Mechatzad achron. You gotta go and scrape out every little shtickle get a nosh, and even the shamlem e'ikarei. Shamlem e'ikarei means any shuman on top or on bottom, everything and anything. Rav Yehuda Omer, goyim mo'im ha'shoifi. Goyim ha'shoifi means you just have to remove superficially the gira nosha at the top, and any remaining chalif, shuman, or anything in which it was embedded, that is all mutter to eat. I know I'm calling it chalif. Remember, the Gemara said earlier that the word chalif really means fats. We, the chachamim, call kosher fats, we call it shuman. But really, minatoida, any fats inside an animal is chalif, whether it's kosher or non kosher. Okay, so getting back to our Gemara. So you said a moment ago, that there everybody agrees. I see the chalbe digidoy this mifflik pliki. Says my litma hachi imma umma blazer mavoishia. A brand new pshat. Le hilchwe ela iske achila bubat. Le mute roivoy le choyrish boy. When you're talking about iske, not iske shchita, iske achila. The machoikis of our Mishnah is not only the gabi, whether you have to shech the ben pekuda or not, ben pekua or not, but the machoikis is also the gabi. The chayla of the ben pekua is the gabi. The ginanosh of the ben pekua, as far as the chacham are concerned, since the ben pekua is not a separate live animal, it's just betoich, it's mami, so the chaylev is not chaylev, and the giranosha is not giranosha, it's all mut. That's the machlaik, by iske achila. But by other things, the mute roivoy, what happens when this animal gets a little bit larger, and someone decides to live with that animal, monolith, lon, it becomes possible for a korban because it's a roiva. But you can tell that it's not an animal. It's just something that you find inside the mami. No, no. For these purposes, it's an animal. And the same thing applies in Gabi, the halacha of kilay. Pushtein the Torah, leisachroish, the shor, uvachamar, yachtav. What happens if the shor is a ben pekua? Maybe the din of kilayim doesn't apply. No, it does apply. The whole machlokes is Gabi inyani achila, for the Gabi revia, or chodesh boy, leisachroish, the kilayim avada, it's a regular act. Omer b'shem elokish. The divri amata
b'chad. The
Gidanasha before we said is a machloikis. Just like we have a machloikis, the Gabe Shchita, the Gabe Gidanasha, and the Gabe Chelet. Why, said the Gemara? Because the Holchabay allowed iske achila bubat. Anything involving eating, you have a machloikis, the Shitasa, the Meir, and the Chacham. The Meir holds this Ben Peku is a regular, normal animal like any other animal. So therefore, Shchita applies, Chelet applies. Giranosha applied. Mashenkin couldn't to the Rabbanon, just like there's no din of Shchita, no din of Chelev, no din of Giranosha.
Okay? Thanks. Yeah.
You're very welcome. So now the Gemara goes one step further. What about the dam? The dam, of course, is the blood. Do you have to worry about the blood inside this Giranosha? Not this Giranosha. Inside this Ben Pekur.
Ben Pekur.
Thank you. Omer b'shem l'lokish. L'divya matir b'chelvay matir b'damay. According to those that are matter the chaylev, that means Reb Meir, who's matter not on the chaylev but the ginanosha, and you don't have to shechter. He holds the dam is also okay. Matir b'damai, you're allowed to take and drink the blood.
I'm sorry. That's not
Reb
Meir, Reb
Yehuda. Oi, brother Shai, what do I do without you? Just like we wouldn't be able to survive our minion without you, we couldn't survive the shir without you. The Dibri Amata Bechelva, this is Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan of our Mishnah, that they Amata Bechelva, they hold the Dam is ultimate. According to Reb Meir, the Dibri Oise Bechelva, Oise Bechelva, just like he said in the Brice, right, the Brice here on top, Gid Anosha Noi Bechelva, the Chelva Asur, the one that holds Chelva Asur, which is Reb Meir, he holds also the Dam is also Asur. That is Rish Lakish. Everybody agrees the dam is asur. You can stand on your head. The dam is asur, even by a ben pekua, even according to the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, the Ramatir b'chaylev, they asur b'dam. I'll bring you a right from our Mishnah. What does it say in the Mishnah? Koiroi hu moitzi es domai. It says in the Mishnah, right, we learned it in the beginning, that even Reb Meir, who holds a regular ben pekua, requires shechita. If, however, if you found a ben shmoinachai or mace, or ben tisha mace, koyri moitzi zama, you got to remove the blood. Why do you have to remove the blood? Didn't you just say now that according to those that hold that it's kosher to eat, which is normally Reb Yehuda, but even Reb Meir agrees in the case of the ben ches or the ben tisha mace, he holds mutter to eat based on the shechita so aim. Then I bazoi, why do you have to moitzi his damai? Didn't you just say that that's the machloikis? and that according to Rabbi Yehuda and those that hold that the chelev is mutter, and even a mayor holds legabi the ben shmoino or the ben tisha meis, that you can eat it without shechita, so then they should hold that there's no din of dam. Why does the Mishnah say maitzias dam my rabbi say? That's the Gemara's kasha. Ever the Gemara omreb zera lo yimash ein onish kares. No, no, no. When we just said now that the divrei hamater bechel v'mater bedomai, Reish Lakish didn't mean to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to eat the dam. He meant to say there's no din of kares. Usually it says in the pusik, kol dam lo yisechelu ki kol oichel ever eats dam v'nichrasa. If you eat dam, it's kares. Here there's no din of kares, but you're not allowed to eat it. Why? Rashi says, and we'll see this in the Gemara momentarily, because it's no better, no worse than, let's say, the dam hatamtzis or dam evorim. The din of dam evorim and dam tamtzis, it doesn't have the status of dam hanefesh, which is the din of kores, but there is a issa lav of don't eat the dam. So zok the Gemara yet, nochemur. Eiser yibayich l'shlokish, omrem zeyra loy mishayin onish kores. Avad and avad, you have to get the dam out. Why do you have to get the dam out? Because you're not allowed to eat the dam. No question about it. You're not allowed to eat the dam. That we're saying that the divrei hamata bechelvi mata bedomai. Mata bedom means that there's no oinish of karts. Frank Timar, now who is that man diyomar? That was, like Brother Shai said, man kamrin, Rabbi Yehuda. Frank Timar, lo yehei el dam atamtzis. Even if you're going to tell me this is dam, it's not dam hanefesh. It's dam atamtzis. Fine. But what's the dam atamtzis? The sign of Damatamtis Bashara, the Tanakama holds. Damatamtis is only a lav. Tributa Oimavi Kores. Tributa holds that all Dam has a din of Kores, not only Dam Hanefesh. So Ibazoi Vachori, the Dam over here too, should have an Oinish of Kores. So what are you telling me that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mater Bedomai no din of Kores is an only Issa lav? Tributa holds, you always have a din of Kores. Everything more tikkun of Yosem Reid of Sal Chasida coming to the Papa is later Rabbi Yehuda dam v'chol dam. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that dam atamtzis has kares, the din of kares, just like regular dam, dam a nefesh? Because the pasuk doesn't just say dam; it says v'chol dam lo yisechel. Where is this v'chol dam? We have the first pasuk over here. Ish ish meveis yisom and agera gar b'tzeich v'shiyerchol kol dam. Kol dam. So the kol comes to tell you, not only dam nefesh, but even dam tamtzis, all of that has been of kares. But zok the Gemara, kol heich b'mechayv adam nefesh, mechayv adam tamtzis. If you chayv in dam nefesh kares, you chayv in dam tamtzis kares. Kol heich b'mechayv adam nefesh, b'mechayv adam tamtzis. And therefore, since when we're talking about this vlad, there is no dam nefesh issue, there's no din of shechita b'chlal. What's a dam nefesh? B'sha'as v'shchita, the blood bursts out and spurts out. That's dam nefesh. There's no dam nefesh by a ben pekuah, according to Rabbi Yehuda. There's no shchita in the first place. Therefore, according to him, there is no din of kares, the dam hatamta. You have to remove the dam, for sure. Moitzai v'kari is damai, like we had in the Mishnah. Karei moitzai is damai. You've got to remove the dam. But it doesn't have a din of... So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that normally holds dam hatamta is v'kares. But by a case of a shlil, meaning such a ben pekuah, no din of kares, only a din of a lav. Break the moriyatz. Ibaylu, mal lifted ben pekuah. Again, we're continuing to talk about, does the ben pekuah have... Sorry, Nachmul, what's your question?
Why is there even a lav? We're saying wherever you have dam nefesh, you have dam tamtis. Where you don't have dam nefesh, you don't have dam tamtis. So... why should there even be a law here? Should be any
proof. Should they be? Excellent question. So the Mefarshim say that if you look in Parsha Shemini, you'll find five times the Torah says, "Don't eat dam. Dam leisechelu. He called dam leisechelu. Call oichel dam hanichrasa." Five different times it says about dam inalar eat. So I learned one of those dams to go and tell you. It doesn't have the din of kares and only has the din of lav. Okay? Under normal circumstances, Rabbi Yehuda says that every dam, even dam evarim means an animal gets a cut. You're not going to eat that dam either. But that wasn't dam ashchita, it wasn't dam anefesh, it wasn't dam atamtzis. The animal has a cut and there's blood coming out of it. Also awesome. What would be the din? Would it be a din of Kares or be a din of Azhara? All the other Tanam hold it's only Alav. According to Rabbi Yehuda, generally it's always Kares. The exception to the rule is where there's no Damatamsis, like by the Shlil, by the Ben Tekua, no Damatam, no Dam HaNefesh, therefore even the regular Dam that you eat has a din of Alav. Not a din of Kares, a din of Alav. Okay? Continuing on. Ibailo, Nukhashai, Mao lifted the Ben Tekua. What happens if you have a Petach Amar? Everybody knows it's a din Petach Amar. Petach Amar, Tifda be Seh. What happens if the Seh is a Ben Pekur? So you're suddenly, what difference does it make? It's an animal. No! Remember, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, that you don't need to Shech the Ben Pekur. It's not a separate animal. It's just an extension of the Mami. So now, even after the Vlad is removed from the rechem, maybe it's still never called a proper set, and you would not be able to use it for pidyon. That's the marishat. Iboy, now lifted the ben pekor. Can you be poyed the petach hamor with the ben pekor? I'll leave it to Meir late boy lachim the omar that's torn shechita semaliyot. According to Meir, the whole shaila doesn't begin because the Meir holds the ben pekor as the same din like a regular normal animal. Kiti boy lachim the rabbanah, meaning the rabbanah of the mishnah or Rabbi Yehuda of the brayse. See how the Gemara calls it? This live lad is like dead meat in a basket. We don't mean chas v'shalom it's dead meat. It's still alive and kicking. What we just mean to say is it doesn't require shechita. So it's as if it's cut up in pieces inside a basket. No, then you can't use it to go mipoide a petach hamar. It's not a set. Since I see this says running around back and forth from one place to the other, it's a set, come on. Sekarinabay. You have to say that it's a set. It's a muzuk zayin. You see, it's alive and avadah. That's the marashai. So Marzutra Omar ain't poided. Ravashi Omar poided. Saka machloikis. Marzutra says, you can't be poided with such a set. And Ravashi says, yes. Omar Ravashi Marzutra. So Ravashi challenges Marzutra. My daiter, the gamris set. You know why you're requiring that it be a full-fledged set and not a ben pekuah? It must be because you're learning it from Karban Pesach. What's by Karban Pesach? That also uses the term set. By the petach amar tivchol petach amar tivtav set. And the gabe Karban Pesach set set summon zochem and shana yilachem. Imalalon, just like by the Karban Pesach, it's got to be a full-fledged set. You cannot use a ben pekuah for Karban Pesach. You're asking why not? Says Rashi, because any carbon it has to be with later, like it says, kol b'chora asher yivole shor oichesav oiez ki yivole v'yeshivas yamim tachas. It has to be a later, a kaiserschnitt, a C-section, or the Torah calls it a yoytze doifin, is not kosher for a carbon because there was no later. So you're saying, so the same thing applies, just like by the Seva Karban Pesach, just like by any other carbon, it has to be Dafka through Leda. So you're saying the same thing has to be over here. This was not a Leda. This was a Yoytze Doifin. Because after the animal was Gishachten, then you remove the animal from the Betan Emoi. So that's not considered to be a normal Leda. So that's the reason why you're saying it's not qualified for Pidyon Petach Mot. Right tomorrow, Bazoi. Are you going to go and tell me that you cannot use for pinyin petach hamar a nekeva, or you can't go and use for pinyin petach hamar if it's already older than a year old? But if you're learning seh, it has to be the chorei zochar. It's got to be a tom and not a balmum. It's got to be ben shana. No, but there's no such din legabi being poyde petach hamar. You can be poyde petach hamar even with a nekeva. Yeah. And even if it's a year old, 2 years old. Says Madusnishka Kasha Tifta Tefta Riba. Says in the same pasuk two times the word Tifta. If you have Oiz Dalit here, it surely should be Oiz Beis. Chol Petach Amar Tifta Beset Tifta. Dim Lois Sifta Varafti Vachol Bechor Odom Bevenecha Tifta. Sheitach Tifta. So the extra Tiftas come to tell you that what? That even if it's in a keva, even if it's not a Ben Shona, Oi Bezoi, so why don't you go and say Tifta Tifta, you Tifta Tifta, Riba, Filikol Mili Nami. Even a ben pekua, which one came sese mayahani le. I have on the one side sese, which is a miut. It's got to be a sese similar to the Karban Pesach. I have Tifta Teva, which is a reboot. So from the Koran Pesach, I learned Seset to exclude the Ben Pekur. From the Tifta Tifta, I come to include even in a Keva, and even if it's more than a Ben Shah. Next question. Iboilu. Ma'u limnois boy Rishon Vishayin. Can you go and count Rishon Vishayin? What does that mean? What happens if the Ben Pekur is now touching the Basar Uber? You want to take a, let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Rashi, third line from the wide lines. Iboilu. Nitma behema shchuta ma'u limnoisa Rishon uventes chai shebebitna shayni. You have a behema which was geshachten. What happened to the behema which was geshachten? A dead sheretz touched it. Now this behema became tamei. It's dead meat. Behema shchuta, regular meat. It touched a dead sheretz. It became tamei. Clearly the behema is tamei. What about the uber inside, that ben pekur? Does it also get a din of tumah like the mami to become a rishon? Or does it get a din like a sheni? Do I say that the ben pekur inside gets the din of a sheni l'tuma, or maybe it's a rishon l'tuma?
One second. This is a tuma. This is a concealed tuma, as we called it yesterday.
You are talking about tuma belua, or tuma's peina, or tuma's besas starim.
Right.
We're not talking about that case. The case of the tuma belua is talking about, or the tuma besas starim, is tuma belua is if a chaya, that means a nurse, put her hand inside the behemoth's rechem and found that the behemoth inside was nebuch dead. The blood was dead. Then that's the case we're talking about tuma belua inside. Or in the case of behema that swallowed a ring, and the ring was either tar or tameh. Then you have the tumas basis torah, means that you have the limb of the animal sticking out at the time of the shechita. That limb which is sticking out is aver min hachai. It's touching the remaining uber inside. Does the remaining uber inside become tummy? And that remains, does become tummy. And the chum says, does not become tummy, has it in like a trait. Here we're talking about a totally different fact pattern. We have a regular animal that was pregnant, and we shechted the animal. The whole animal can now be eaten, right? It was not a treifa. You can eat the animal, everything is great. You already cut the animal into pieces. Roast beef, and you're going to use some of it for pastrami, and some for flanken, and some you're going to put into the chulin. Yeah. What happens? Unfortunately, a dead sheretz touches these pieces of meat. What would happen to the piece of meat? Would it remain tar or become tummy? Of course it becomes tummy. Why did it become tummy? Because it touched a dead sheretz. The dead sheretz is the status of an avatuma. It touched the meat. The meat becomes a rishon tuma. Very simple. What happens if that piece of meat now touches another piece of meat? Or it touches a challah? Or it touches a piece of bread? That will become a sheni tuma. Because a rishon can be metame or yichonamash. Okay, all of that's straightforward. Let's get back to our case now. We have our behema, we just shechted it. So the behema is dead. And now, inside the behema, there's a vlad, a ben pekur. Before the ben pekur left the mami's stomach, a dead sheretz fell on this dead kishachtana behema. What will happen to the behema? The behema, of course, is going to become a rishon l'tuma. What about the vlad inside? The vlad inside is also going to be tameh. Really? That's a good trivia question. How can you have a live animal being mekabel tuma? This vlad will become mekabel tuma because it's really not a separate animal. It's just an extension of the mami. At least according to Rabbi Yehuda. Not talking according to Rameh, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So now what happens? That ben pekur inside will become tuma. Will become tuma a rishon, just like the rest of the animal, after all, just an extension of the mami. Or do I say, no, it's a second animal within the first animal, and it's going to go and get a din of a shiny and not a din of a Risha. Okay, Brother Shai?
Yeah.
So, Mao limnus by Risha Vishani. Rabbi Yechonam, my name by Risha Vishani. Rabbi Shimon Lakisham, ain't a by Risha Vishani. Why, says Rish Lakish. Lakish is a very interesting mushroom. Nasik egois hamiskashish bikli posai. It's like you have a walnut. Inside the walnut, many walnuts, if you shake it, you can hear the walnut inside the shell. Says Rish Lakish, that ben pekua is like the nut inside the shell. In other words, it's really all one and the same. The mommy animal and the vlad animal, it looks like it's a different animal. According to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbanan, it's all the same animal. That's why it's mutter b'shchita se'ein. Therefore, ein moinim by risha in the shem. Eisur Rish Lakish to Rabbi Yehuda.
Habos. It's
considered a risha, and exactly right. It's a risha, exactly right. If you're wondering what difference it makes, it's a risha and a sheni, because if it's a risha, it can be metami other oichlinamach. If it's a sheni, by chulin it ends there. Of course, by truma we're not talking about truma, but if you're talking about kodshim, it can go even till the review. All right. Eis for the truma lokish Rabbi Yochanan Abosin maga nevela divre meir v'chomayim maga treifeshchuto. Now we're getting back to your case, Brother Shai, where the animal was pregnant and there was an aver sticking out and you shechted the animal and now you realize, that aver is still touching the remaining uber inside. So Abbasar mag and avela. Abbasar inside is an avela according to the Meir. Chomoyim mag atrei v'shchuta, the shchita of the mami, although it was not matir, that aver which is sticking out for achila purposes, but it's matir it for tumma v'tahara purposes. So therefore it's like a magat treif shchuta, and it does not have a din of tumma. Zuki Yitzimar says now Rish Lakish Rabbi Yechon, Rishvam ledidi da mina chad gufuhu, according to I, that hold that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a ben pekua and the mami is all one guf, hain diskashe b'dam d'imei. That's how we can be even talking about, according to Rameir, habasar magan avela, that it has a din of being causing the other one to become tame and to receive tuma. After all, if you want to receive tuma, it has to be muksher with one of the seven mashkois. This din of seven mashkois is not only talking about fruits and vegetables, but also meat. If you want meat to become susceptible to tuma, you have to be muksher with one of the seven mashkois. Now, normally by a regular piece of meat, this is not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Because b'shas shechita, then blood spurts out all over the animal. So therefore, every part of the animal becomes now mukshar lekabel tumma. So you don't need a separate mashka. But what about that vlad inside? Ay, ay, ay. Is that a separate animal and you need a separate hekshar lekabel tumma? Or is it one and the same? The blood that spilled out on the mami animal is as if it spilled out on the baby inside, and then you don't need a separate hekshar. So that's what Rish Lakish is using to challenge Reb Yochanan. Remember, Rish Lakish holds a minor mirishim sheni, but it's all rishon because it's all one behema. It's not two separate behemas, one behema. And therefore, Frank Rish Lakish Reb Yochanan says in the Mishnah, according to Rameh, Habasa Magan Avela, why is it Magan Avela? Mishlam Ledidida Minachad Kufu, it's all one guf. Hang the iskasha b'dom of the imei. That's why you don't need a separate hechsher of sheva mashkois, because it's all one entity. Every doch in my iskasha. How did it become mukshir lekabel tuma? After all, this is a separate entity according to Rabbi Yochanan. Moin by rishon b'sheini. Is doch zeh shvev in my iskasha. Amalei b'shchitu k'rib shimon. You may recall at the beginning of our mesechta, back in the Lamed Beis, we had Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says that the shechita itself is machshir every single animal. You don't even need, even by a shechita yabeshta. Shechita yabeshta means that there was no blood. Nevertheless, the shechita itself is machshir the kabel tuma. And Reb Shimon learned it from a pasuk from a drasha. Okay. So then, our vlad, you know how it became basar maga nevela. It's going to Reb Shimon. Even if there was no blood whatsoever, it was machshir through the shechita. I have a braisa. What happens if you have an animal that is walking in the water? And what happened? It was a ben pekua. As a result of walking in the water, it became mukshala kabotoma. Now, halach lebeisa kvar is nitma. Now, obviously, we're not talking about a regular animal. A regular animal is not makabotoma. But here we're talking about this ben pekua that has now gotten older and now is walking through the stream of the river. It's all wet, and then afterwards into the base of Kvaris, it becomes Tameh because of the fact that it was Mukhshar the Kabbatumah with the water. In Mishlam the Didi, according to me, Rabbi Yochanan Adam, Dinatrei Kufi Nino, these are two separate entities, the Mami and the Ben Pekuah, Mishamachi Hukshar, that's why you need the Hechshar of the water of the Nod. Hukshar, Inlay Hukshar, like. Why didn't it have a hechshar from birth? As soon as it was born. When was it born? Even before its birth. Being in the Rechem Imai. As soon as he did the shechita of the mami, and the blood spurted out on the mami, so then, if it's all one guf, according to you, Reish Lakish, that moinim by Risha, not Risha Mishaini. Why do you have to have a separate hechshar of the water here? The dam should have been machshirit. Everything you're 100% right. Under normal circumstances, the dam would be mashed. You're talking about b'shchita yivashta u'dloik Reb Shimon. We're talking about a situation where it was a shchita yivashta. There was no dam spurting out on anything. I couldn't Reb Shimon. We said before, you don't need the dam because shchita. We're not talking like Reb Shimon. So you have to be mashed. You have to be mashed both the mami animal and the vlad animal. So how did this vlad get the hechsher? By walking through the stream and getting wet. And then afterwards it went through the Beis HaKvaris. That's how it became Tamei and Mukhshar. Stop over here, boys. Have a wonderful day. Hatzlacha.